Recording.
Hi!
Hello.
Staring at my face. Today, it's Sukkah and Summer, and we are going to have a fun topic.
What's your anxiety?
It's pretty bad lately, I'm not gonna lie. It's been pretty bad for a while, but I live through it. I don't care. Honestly, I think it'll be better when it's like summertime and I can get on a better schedule. I know that sounds weird, but like when
not
it's
really.
Cold, I just want to go home. Like no matter what I have to do during the day, I just want to be at home because everything is cold. I don't want to die. I hate cold.
And yourself? How is yours?
Well, I mean, that's like a constant. Like I always want to die. So it's kind of all the same shit.
I don't like being cold.
Just kind of. Yeah, but I don't know. I might have said this before, but when I trained contortion in LA, the coach was like, if you train in the cold, it'll increase your endurance. So I try to not complain as much about the cold. Even though, I mean, honestly, man, whenever I'm alive, it's just going to be shitty. So what's one more shitty thing on the pile of shittiness, you know? It's like, if you're already wet, then who cares if it's raining kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm just like waiting for a bunch of people to get back to me on a bunch of projects, so I am stressed about that, even though I'm just waiting, so it's not like I can do anything about it, but anyway, whatever.
Okay, 3,000 would you rather questions.
This is what we're doing today.
So I'm gonna
let you start
opening it to a random ass page.
I feel like that was very central.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
off,
fine.
Unfortunately, but
I'm sure.
Okay,
it's fine.
Would you rather be tone deaf or colorblind?
Colorblind.
Tone deaf. I'm already tone deaf. I don't feel like I can hear tones anyways. That was actually not that bad.
Next.
Some of them are savage, so just so you know, they're nasty.
Oh, wow, there's slots.
Oh, yeah. Every page is like, that's all it is. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
She's like reading through. I'm like, bitch, at random, bitch.
Yeah, but there's so many on
oh, just
page.
Pick.
Okay. Eat a 10-year-old fruitcake still in its package or drink expired eggnog?
Fruitcake.
Fuck, man, I don't care. I'd do either. I don't really believe in expiration dates, honestly.
I don't want any dairy.
Because in some places like Canada, if you sell food, it has to have an expiration date on
yeah.
it, even if it doesn't expire. So... because here we take the coating off eggs, that's why we put them in the fridge, but in other places like South America, they just keep them on the counter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at the grocery store, if the eggs say that they're expired, you know what they do? They just ship them back, put them in new containers with different expiry dates, and then send them back out. So, I mean, I kind of feel like if it smells decent, it's still edible. So I would do either. I mean, if it's still in its package, it's good. Like, fruitcake is
that's
just,
what I feel like. I feel like fruitcake is, like, something
bad.
That's never... good. Like, that thing could
never gonna go bad.
Go
that's
through
be,
the nuclear holocaust.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
And then eggnog, if it's expired, if it's, like...
I just feel like it would be rank.
Yeah,
like, even
smelling.
It. Yeah.
But, I mean, I've had expired dairy. When I used to drink dairy, it'd be, like, expired for a month, and I'd be fine.
Yeah.
You can smell it. Like, you can smell if it's gone bad.
Yeah.
You know, and
well,
especially
yeah.
in dairy, the expiration date is more of, it's like, it's still good a week after for sure.
Yeah.
Unless you're one of those gross people who would contaminate, you know, it's like if you're scooping cream or something, like sour cream, and you contaminate the spoon and put it back in. Like, I don't know. I don't do that. Okay, here, choose another fucking.
Ooh. I'm not asking that one because, I'll ask
next.
It, but, like, I'll ask another one, too.
Okay.
This is, like, we both know the answer to this.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I might not know for you. Have a white Christmas or a tropical Christmas? For me, that's a given.
I mean, I don't really care. Christmas is Christmas.
I want tropical. I want heat. Screw the white.
I don't really care.
I'm like, I'd rather have it tropical. You have to pick one.
Oh, I have no, it doesn't matter.
You have to pick one.
Okay, sure. That one.
That was not picking one.
Oh, sorry. No, they're just subjectively equivalent. So, I mean, if I chose one,
it would be the same as choosing the other one. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, for me, Christmas is the whole point season. Is, would you rather? I wouldn't rather, though. This is the flaw in the questioning, is that it forces you to choose one based on a value system it doesn't apply to. So, but what if they're the same? But this is why I take these questions too seriously. People,
yeah, you do. I'm like, it's a game.
But it's not. Like, it doesn't make any sense because they're the same. This is why I can't do analogies, because I'm like, they're not analogous, and they're like, okay, like, that's not the point of an analogy. And I'm like, okay, I don't know, tropical white, I don't know. Like, to me, Christmas is just half the year. It's like a season. It's like,
I know.
So it doesn't matter if like, what, okay, anyway. Although I do really enjoy seeing Christmas lights on palm trees, but I also enjoy seeing Christmas lights on anything. So, I mean, I don't fucking know, man. Okay, I'm really bad at this game. Fuck. Sorry. What?
This is
so weird.
I'm like, whatever it is, ask it.
Would you rather face a fork in the road or be forced to pick between three doors? That's such an insignificant question.
Yeah, it is, but I'd rather... pick between a fork and the road. It's only two decisions out of the three. I'd him and haw over three more than I would over two. So, two. Fork in the road.
This is another one that's exactly the same that I don't feel like answering it makes any difference.
You do suck at these games.
I do, because they don't mean anything to me.
No, they're not supposed to. They're just fun.
But these are actually meaningless. Like, I don't know. They're the same thing. They're exact. Okay, I don't know. A door? I don't know.
Maybe I get a prize. Because
they're exactly the same. But then you could get a prize if you take a fork.
Maybe the other two doors don't have a prize.
Oh, man. Like, I'm so bad at these.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah, Sally.
Okay. Always be filled with hunger or hatred.
That's already aggressive. Have both. So, I mean, I don't know.
I give up. I kind of feel like I'd rather just have a lot of hatred, because hunger, I feel like, man, I already am already a lot of hungry, and I don't want to be fatter than
I am.
I'm
already.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah, okay, sure. I suppose I would rather be... But I already am always hungry and always full of hatred. So it's hard to say, like, which one is, I guess, hatred, because it's easier to be... hateful than hungry?
Yeah.
I guess. But I think so. Still always both. Okay. My turn.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is a terrible question. Okay, it's not that bad. I think it's bad.
Okay.
Would you rather watch golf or bowling on TV? Ooh. That's a stupid question.
Bowling?
Yeah, right, see, this is the one that doesn't matter.
I'm like, I mean, golf. Both of them are boring.
Golf, because maybe they'll have nice arms.
Oh.
I don't know, man. Here.
Fair.
Next.
Next. Build sandcastles or boogie board at the beach?
Sandcastles, obviously.
Boogie board.
I don't even know. Wait, what is a boogie board?
They're those little ones that you, like, throw on and you go just on the coast.
Oh, no, that is actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. Sandcastles are also fun. Yeah,
sandcastles for sure are more fun. I boogie boarded before, but it's like, eh.
It's not that, like, amazing, but to me,
it's fun.
I
because
just laugh
it's
you
fun
can really
because
face
you can. Yeah, it's just easier than surfing because.
Yeah, it is.
For me, the hardest part of surfing is not even. It's carrying the surfboard out.
Oh, okay.
That shit's fucking heavy, man. Like, it's not even timing, like, the getting onto it and shit, or,
yeah,
like, whatever. No, it's, like, that you gotta carry your fucking board way out there and shit. That path for me. Yeah, that part's fucking hard.
Right there. Want me to go again?
Oh, sorry. Okay, I will open it at random.
Woo, go right.
Oh, would you rather always have peace in your relationship or always win every argument you're in?
Okay,
but
the relationship.
Those aren't mutually exclusive.
You're not supposed to do that.
Sorry.
You're supposed to answer.
But why can't you win all the things, but in a peaceful way, though?
I don't care to win.
But I'm just saying. Like, I'm just pointing out. I don't know. This is kind of a hard one for me because I don't think that peace is always a good thing. I think that conflict promotes growth sometimes. So, but then I also don't want to win either. So, well, this just sounds like a really bad, boring relationship, actually, either way. Maybe, maybe also peace.
And choose peace over, like, winning every argument. I feel like that's just selfish. And there's, like, no self-growth in that.
I feel like...
Like, peace to me means that you're gonna have, like, compromise and, like, actually discuss things rather than scream and fight and, like, I win, you know?
I feel like peace is, like... Maybe I just see it differently, but I see it as really boring. Like...
Probably most people do, and that's why I'm single forever and ever.
I mean, I feel like if the relationship truly motivates you to grow, there's going to be some conflict at some point. Maybe not inevitably, but then just, I kind of just see it that way. And maybe I'm wrong, or maybe I don't know. But, I don't know. I just don't see my ideal relationship as peaceful 100% of the time. And I'm
well,
okay,
I mean, it's not
that.
Supposed to be like, you know. They're just random questions.
Okay, sorry.
Not supposed to be like, you know what I mean? Like,
this is why I can't do
this
shit.
None of these are realistic.
Yeah.
Like, not a single one of them is supposed to be realistic.
Well, I mean, I think the sandcastle one is kind of realistic. Because
yeah, I suppose that one actually is, but
that's a good
the rest,
one.
Not really. Oh. Marry someone introverted or extroverted?
I don't know.
Introverted.
I don't care.
I get embarrassed really easy.
This is also one where I don't care, so it doesn't matter.
Although, I suppose just because someone's extroverted doesn't mean they're going to embarrass you.
Dude, man, this is insane. Oh, actually, maybe extroverted, because then if we're at a social function, I don't have to, like, communicate, and then that person can just do it for
touché,
me.
Touché.
And then I can just drink.
I can just drink!
And then eat the hors d'oeuvres and shit.
Yeah, they can
yeah, okay,
carry.
Actually, that's, yeah, okay.
That is kind of a good one.
Yeah, okay. Okay, would you rather be able to explore a volcano or newly discovered ancient ruins? Ancient ruins forever, bitch!
Ancient ruins. Yeah. Ancient ruins are fun.
Yeah, you've seen me at the Met, just, like, obsessed
yeah.
over fucking
actually,
ruins.
Yeah!
Yeah, I'm, like, staring
I forgot
at
about
like,
that.
My face is at the glass, and she's like, what?
For, like, a while.
I'm, like, I'm staring at the Minoan gems. 40 minutes later, she's like... Okay, I guess I'll just leave you here. I'm like, yes.
Oh my god.
I will be here.
Okay, would you rather have a bucket stuck on your head or your hand get stuck in a pickle jar?
Head. Bucket stuck on my head.
Pickle jar. I'd just smash it. Bucket, I'd be like, help, help, and I'd probably just die in it.
That's better. It's better. Okay. These are so weird.
I know they are.
Would you rather have the birds and the bees talk with your child or have your spouse do it? I would for sure do it because I do a better fucking job.
I feel like it depends on the sex.
I would do it either way because I would be better at it.
I'd be terrible at it. Not going to lie. So I guess if I had to pick, I'd say that I'd want the other person to do it. Because I'd just be like, so, you know, like, girls are, like, you know. I'd be fucking horrible and they'd leave more confused than they walked in.
I would just make it really open because I don't think that it's helpful. You know, sometimes parents make it
worse. I'm just awkward. I know. No, they do. 100%. I agree with you. 100%.
I mean...
And that's what I think I'd make it worse.
I wouldn't entrust someone else to do it because I'd be like, wow, you're probably not going to do a good job.
That's fair.
I would just do it myself.
That's fair. I would definitely make sure they use, like, medical terms, though. As weird as that is. For some reason.
What, like, hoo-ha?
Yeah, like...
Slit? Who was that guy? Next, who was that guy here? And he was like, I want to see your slit. And I was like, okay, that's not... a word for anything that you're referencing right now.
So gross.
And like, excuse me.
I remember people calling it a front bum. And I'm like, a what?
What?
Yeah, girls have a front bum and boys have a thumb.
Okay, that's no. This is the type of bullshit that fucks people.
Yes, this is why I think it's turned to use medical
inappropriate
terms.
Things such as pornography to inform
their
sexual experiences.
Yeah,
and they get fucked up.
Yeah,
and then they end up like trying to have sex in all these weird ass positions, and then guys get bent dicks because they have scar tissue.
Yep,
that's ridiculous.
I'm not that stupid.
Okay, not that one.
Not that one. Would you rather try and save your house from a flood or a fire?
Oh, flood. Flood, yeah, for same. Sure. Because it's just water damage.
Yeah, it's just water.
Fire is just like...
Bye!
Have you read A Series of Unfortunate Events? No. Fuck that. Jesus. Oh, would you rather inherit a vineyard or a farm?
That's difficult.
Right? This one's actually hard.
That one's really difficult because, like, I love farms, but a vineyard would be nice.
You know what? I think that this is...
I feel like...
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah, I feel like for me personally... As much as I love the idea of having a farm and would probably end up with a farm more likely than a vineyard,
yeah, I know.
I feel like if I was to inherit it, I'd rather a vineyard because
this is a hard
people
question.
Are going to have booze forever, whereas farms are
very
difficult.
But a farm is a self-sustaining thing, I feel like, for me.
Yeah, it can be.
Wow, this is actually really hard. If I were to... You know what, though? I'm also really bad at plants.
Both of them are plants, though.
But I feel like a farm would have a barn. Like,
oh,
my,
I see.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah, okay.
A farm.
That's true.
For me,
doesn't specify what kind of farm.
For me, I would have a like farm animals. That had, like, an herb garden.
Yeah.
And then mostly animals. So
that's fair.
I mean, yeah. I love the idea of a vineyard. Like, yeah, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I love wine. I love the idea of having a vineyard. But, I mean, I'd probably kill all of the grape plants in half a day. So probably just based on my strains, I'd have to say a farm. I mean, but then you would just hire... No, I'd rather have farm animals than, like, grapes.
Grapes. Grapes.
My grapes.
Does anybody want any more grapes?
Fermented grapes.
La, 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 la. I don't think I've seen either of these, but whatever. Would you rather recreate the dance from Risky Business or Footloose at your work? Our work is like, doesn't really matter. I'm going to say Footloose because isn't it a girl that does it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I've never seen those.
Can I know. Ask another one?
Yeah, I can. Kiss an iguana or a centipede? Both.
I have nothing against either of those. So.
Thingsies.
I feel like
an iguana, though, just because they're so cute.
But
centipedes are cute, too, though. But I just pick an iguana.
Well, this one I have to choose again.
Yeah. I love those little fuzzy ones. The little fuzzy centipedes are cute. But I still would pick an iguana. Yeah?
I just feel like it's not an opportunity that you would get, right?
An iguana?
Like, an iguana? No, a centipede.
Oh,
like, an iguana,
I see.
It's like, yeah, I'm sure I'll...
Kiss an iguana.
It's like,
someday.
You know, like there's lots of reptilian friends that you can have, but
true.
A centipede is not something
people
usually
really keep at home.
Yeah, you usually
yeah, true,
just
true.
See them hiding and shit. So if somebody were like, you know, which one do you want to kiss, and I could choose, I'd be like the centipede because I feel like I wouldn't get another opportunity to do
it's
that.
More elusive.
Yes. Oh, am I after her?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Okay, I feel like this is an easy question.
Okay.
Would you rather have survivor's remorse or lack of conscience?
Lack of conscience.
Same. I don't know why. I chose it at random.
Okay, last question. Because you have to get ready.
It takes me 1 second.
That's true, too, actually. Ugh. Have chapped lips or chapped hands?
Lips.
Hands. I always have chapped hands, but lips, I just feel like one day I ever get to kiss someone,
I won't run away.
Maybe. I just can't.
Maybe.
It bothers me too much. Like,
fair.
Chapped lips, I'll just be like, crying, it's annoying. But, like,
yeah.
Hands, like, annoy me throughout the day.
More
then I feel
so.
Like they're just gonna, like, become super annoying to me.
Fair. That's fair.
If it was just my lips, I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, well. But if it's, like, my hands, it's because, like, and I use my hands a lot, too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would just be annoying. I'm just having fun looking at these.
She just, like, reads before. So not at random.
No, it's not. Because some of them are insignificant. Like, some of them are actually, like, okay. Would you rather battle Moby Dick or Jaws? Like, who cares? Nobody cares about that question.
Moby Dick.
Sorry, if you guys care about that question, you can send us your
Moby
answer.
Moby Dick.
Oh, would you rather be sucked into a virtual reality or live on the moon? Like, depends on
virtual
the virtual
reality,
obviously.
I'm gonna pick that.
Moon is kind of tiny.
Ooh, would you rather have a pet porcupine or a pet skunk? That one's hard.
Skunk.
Oh, I love skunks.
They're really sweet.
I love all animals.
When I worked
so.
At the wildlife place.
I love skunks. They're so cute.
They're really sweet.
So are porcupines.
Yeah,
honest,
I know.
But
they're all so cute.
Honestly, skunks are just so like, oh my god. I love
they
them
waddle.
More than I ever. Yeah.
They're so
cute.
Man. Oh my god.
They're
when
really
I was walking
cute.
Home a while ago, I saw these baby raccoons with the mom and I was just
aww.
Like so in love. I'm like, aww. Oh my god, you guys are so fucking cute.
They are.
Okay, I'm here. Okay.
Mother of trucks and cars.
Be a one-hit wonder in a music or TV show that gets canceled after 3 episodes.
Oh, it's in. Okay, that was a question.
Yeah.
One-hit
wonder or a TV show that gets canceled.
One-hit wonder.
Same. You can make a lot of money, and they'll use
yeah.
that song forever.
Yeah.
Man, I really fucked up my nail.
Would you rather rid the world of Nutella or pumpkin spice products? Like, who cares,
Nutella.
Man? Like, none of these are, like, who cares? Okay.
That's why it's fun.
I'm going to ask a different one.
Okay. Basically going through the entire book.
Would you rather look better in pictures or in person? Pictures.
Same. And to be honest,
pictures.
I feel like it's the opposite with me. I feel like I look better in pictures.
That's nice. I look like shit all the time, so I can't say.
Than in person.
I would much rather look better
too,
in pictures.
But same.
Much rather.
I feel like every once in a while there's a nice one, but you have to take the 500 just to get there.
But that's the way pictures are, though. You know?
But for some people, they take like one picture and they look good. My fat ass can't look good in anything. In my
I
face,
don't.
So
I've never seen a photo of myself that I'm like, oh, I like that. I'm like, okay, I don't hate that as much as I hate other ones, but
yeah.
I still hate it. But then I look at myself in the mirror and I feel that way too, so it's like, I don't know.
You're reading them all too.
Because I don't know a lot of these, like, I don't know the references.
Yeah, I'm sure I won't know them either.
That's why I'm like,
yeah,
okay, this one I know. Play football in the park or frisbee at the beach?
Ew, those are both terrible,
I'd rather
terrible
play football
options.
At the beach.
Can
that
make sense? Both.
Sure. I always played football, like, in the water.
These are the...
Always.
I would rather do neither.
Until this fudging guy came up and was like, I'm going to teach you girls
ew,
how to throw the football.
Fuck
I was
off.
Like, you know
you
what?
Piece
we're
of
just
shit.
Playing in the water because it's, like, cool on our legs and we just
how about you leave
it.
Your fucking opinions to yourself?
Yeah, we went in. We were like,
ew,
no, we're
fuck
good.
Off. Okay, hold on. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Can I just not... Maybe frisbee... Whichever the one
is at
the
beach,
beach
right?
Yeah, I
know, that's how I feel about it.
Whenever anyone asks me to do anything that involves catching or throwing anything, I pretty much just give up right away that's before so doing it. So, I mean, it wouldn't last long anyway. Would you rather the world had giant locusts or giant crows?
Giant crows. I love crows.
I mean, like... Yeah, sure. Also that. But locusts are cool too. But I feel like it wouldn't be practical because they'd have an exoskeleton
locusts
and they wouldn't like...
are dumb though. They'll like fly right into you and stuff and they're annoying. Like, I'm not saying they're like I just think it would be really cool to have giant locusts.
We had them in SAS growing up, and they, like, just, like, jump at you and stuff, and I'm like, oh, bro, like, just leave me alone. I'm trying to go somewhere.
Yeah, but birds are also crazy.
They are, like, but I feel like you can have fun with crows.
Like, birds are crazy. So, I mean, I would be happy with either, to be completely honest.
Fair.
But I just feel like giant locusts are not something that would naturally occur because their exoskeleton would prevent them from getting so big. But, I mean, it would just be cool. Okay. Although, if there were giant crows, you could ride them, like, in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You know how there's this, like, that fanfic? Like, they're like, oh, why didn't those giant crows just bring them to that place where they could, like, destroy the ring or whatever?
Yeah.
And then there's, like, somebody was like, because on page blah blah it says something, something, something. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Crash weddings or parties?
Like,
not really crashing a party, is it?
Yeah.
Like, if you go to a party, it's not really crashing, is it?
Are you just going to the party?
Yeah.
Probably
party,
wedding,
I guess.
Wedding, because they tend to have better food.
Ooh. Okay, change my answer. Wedding.
Yeah.
Open bar.
Yes! So, my friend and I have this friend that we're not really friends with, but if she invites us to our wedding, we're going to just sit in the back and get completely plastered. We already planned this, so we're looking forward to that. Oh, be protected from identity theft or never catch another cold again. Never catch another cold again.
Be protected from identity theft.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
But also for me, it's like, go ahead, steal my identity. I dare you. Try to get credit being a stripper who has only cash. Go ahead, take on my mortgage. Go right the fuck ahead. I don't have anything to my name. Like, go ahead. It's going to actually make your life harder. If you have my identity, you know, like, I don't claim, like, my law stuff is completely separate.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't have any equity in my name other than my mortgage and my car, which is negligible. And so you're probably going to end up with just my debt. So have fun trying to get credit on somebody who has only cash income and, like, a law business that makes, like, zero money. So have fun with that. Like, I feel like that's just a bad idea. Like, I'll go to the bank, they'll be like, so, like, how much do you make from your law business? I'm like, no, nothing, because it's all in that account. Like, they'll be like, oh, okay. So I'm like, yeah, man, I don't know how to help you. And they'll just be like, cash deposits. Yeah, I feel like that's worse. And they're always, like, so confused by it, because I don't write, like, general checks to myself.
Share your food with your significant other or eat their food?
Eat their food, obviously.
Eat their food, yeah, same. I'm like, Joey doesn't share food! I don't share food.
That's not even a question.
I'm like, I don't share mine. What's mine is mine.
Inherit money or property?
Money to buy property.
Okay.
And I can also invest it and maybe make more. What if it's a shitty property?
True. Also money.
Thank you.
You chose one at random.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks, friend.
Have your house smell like skunk or rotting trash?
Skunk.
Yeah. Like, skunk smell doesn't
skunk
bother me.
Forever.
Right? Same
skunk case. Isn't a bad smell.
No, it doesn't,
like,
bother me.
It's not that, like, but rotting trash
is
disgusting.
Atrocious. Agreed.
Skunk is just like, yeah.
It's not, like, pungent. Like,
skunk is just like, oh, an animal is like, please stay
around.
Away from me.
Yeah, exactly.
But trash is like, you fail as a fucking human because you're
a
slob.
Yep.
You couldn't take your fucking trash down to P1 because you suck at life and you failed.
Yep.
But skunk is just like a little mammal being like, excuse me, I'm just walking through, please don't touch me.
Yeah, exactly.
Eco-friendly home or smart home? Eco-friendly home forever. I really wanted to build an earth home.
Oh,
an earth shelter, whatever
it's called. Those are
cool.
Answer the question. Oh, I'll think
smart. Okay.
Pretty obsessed with lighting, so.
Yeah, no, that part is cool.
It's a problem. Never use Snapchat or Periscope ever again.
What's Periscope?
It's like a video thing, like a live video feed that people watch.
Well, I guess I never used it, so...
It's like Instagram Live, but it's the original.
I guess...
I know, that's why...
I would be okay with not using either.
I'm okay with losing Periscope because I don't use it.
Same.
I don't... I barely use Snapchat. So, you know.
Have Velcro hands or feet? What?
Hands.
That's such a weird question.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, okay, I think I would also rather have Velcro hands.
I feel like hands would kind of be fun. Feet would just be annoying after a while.
I mean, but either way, you could totally just wear, like, socks or gloves or something.
Over top, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, how come I got the same one? I was like, I feel like this is familiar.
Really, but wait, it's because it is.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask this selfishly.
Okay.
Play one-on-one basketball with Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant?
Do you want to just answer the same thing twice for me because
yeah,
you know
I'll
I don't
do
care about this? Okay.
Michael Jordan because he's the OG.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And I'm also reading an autobiography by him right now, so... I'll read a Kobe Bryant one later.
Really funny.
Also, Kobe Bryant played for the Lakers, and he's the reason I don't like the Lakers because of his rape case not being able to come to Canada when I was super little. And I was sad because I really liked him. But Michael Jordan was like kind of before my time. And is still a legend.
Yes.
Yes!
She seconded that. I acknowledge that you were talking about sports. Thank you for your expertise on this topic.
I'm like, I'm selfishly going to ask this one.
Greatly appreciated as an outsider.
So she would also like to play one-on-one with Michael Jordan.
Yes. I validate your previous response and adopt it as my own. Okay. Eat a taco made of bugs or weird animal parts. Okay, dude, man, weird animal parts are just hot dogs.
Bugs.
Bugs are a really sustainable...
Protein.
Way of
yeah.
Protein.
Without eating.
And weird animal parts are just fucking hot dogs.
Yes.
Yeah. So I
yeah, mean, that's true.
But also, I really don't care.
I feel like I'd rather eat bugs.
I have eaten bugs.
Yeah. Bugs are super popular and common in Mexico.
Yeah,
I remember getting my
like
salad
cricket
with grasshoppers.
Protein and stuff. Yeah, I've had like meatballs.
Chocolate covered ants and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That's super,
yeah,
super common.
Bugs.
So, yeah.
I mean, I've had both weird animal parts and bugs, so like. I feel like, yeah, like, bugs would just be a very efficient way of getting your protein.
Yeah, so why not, right? Would you rather have one zit the size of a walnut or three zits the size of grapes? One? I feel like that's a boil,
yeah,
and I would just get it taken out.
That's true.
Why would I want three grapes?
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, that's
why do
true.
I want three boils?
That's true.
That.
Also that. Okay. Oh. This is an easy one.
Okay.
Would you rather be able to do any dance move perfectly or impersonate anyone's voice? Obviously dance move perfectly.
Frickin'
A. Dumb fucking question.
Dance. Play Family Feud with your family or go on Fear Factor with your BFF?
Fear Factor with my BFF.
Samesies.
Okay. And then I will go down. But I'm going to ask it anyway. Would you rather be woken up in the morning by a kiss or the smell of fresh brewed coffee?
Fresh brewed coffee.
Obviously.
Okay. I mean, they're both equally nice.
No, they're not.
I would rather coffee.
Don't fucking kiss me. Give me a fucking glass of coffee with some soy milk, please. Actually, if you steam
just
it and make it into a
just
cappuccino, that would make me even happier. Don't fucking kiss me in the morning. What are you doing? Make yourself useful. Why are you still here in the fucking morning anyway? No, actually.
That's something I have to learn.
Right? Like, in the morning, I'm already feeding my guinea pigs. I'm busy.
Give me a coffee.
Okay, anyway.
Coolsies, I'm gonna go down.
Woo! Thanks for listening, guys.
What do you think? Tell us what you would rather do. Do you care about sports?
Do you care about sports?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.